Hello. Our lesson is in the topic of attacking the connection. You can ask questions on Cobb TV, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. So the topic is attacking the connection. We're going to continue from quote number 4.
Why do we need to make an attack on the connection? Because otherwise we don't discover the evil inclination. Everything that we have in our world, the broad, wide world with all of the perverted inclinations of people or animals or anything of that sort is not called the evil inclination. That's the animate degree. The speaking degree is what we begin to discover when we talk about the structure of Adam, and that is the unity of desires together as a single potsuf, havaya. We don't have that. And if we wish to come close to that, we have to make efforts in connection between us, according to what the wisdom of Kabbalah dictates to us. Kabbalists are fathers and teachers, and therefore we are obligated to reach connection, arvut, unity, covenant, all those discernments where only by pressure to connect we begin to discover the serpent that's hidden. In a mountain of rocks that we have, everyone's heart is like a rock, and these pieces of rocks that seemingly wish to come together, when they press on each other, then the serpent hidden between them begins to show itself, and then we discover it. This isn't the evil inclination that people think they are familiar with from their life, from our world, from family relationships, or relations between people and countries. The evil inclination appears only through against the connection, because it's the shattering of connection, and by correcting the connection, we kill it. So that's why we have to work on connection, to literally make an attack on connection, to awaken the evil inclination. If it emerges, then we have to discover it against the connection, and then we'll have a reason for prayer, and then we'll see how weak we are and incapable, and we will all feel devoid of strength to connect. And then the children of Israel sigh from the work. So let's see how we aim ourselves towards attacking the connection between us in order to begin the process of detecting the evil inclination, and then eradicating the evil inclination.
Part number 4 from Rabash's article, what is the measure of repentance? We should know that when a person wants to emerge from merely performing actions without the aim, without the kavanah, He wants to begin the work of acting with the aim, with the intention to be still. There is much work in this, since when the body begins to hear about the intention to bestow, it immediately begins to resist and does not let one continue this work, showing him dark colors in this work. In that state, a person should believe that only the Creator can help. Here is where a person can make a true prayer. It is called true because it is really the truth. That is, the Creator has made man unable to help himself. And the reason is that there is no light without a kli. As we have said several times, as Bala Sulam says, the Creator made man unable to exist self-love by himself in order for man to need the Creator's help. How does the Creator help? With a holy soul, as it is written in the Zohar. Otherwise, a person does not have the need to receive the light of the Torah, and will settle for observing Torah and Mitzvot, and not needing to receive the Neran Chai of Neshama that have been prepared for him. But when he sees that he cannot exit self-love and be rewarded with equivalence of form, he needs the Creator's help. How does he help a person? Through a holy soul, called upper light, that is revealed within man. So he will feel that there is a soul within him that is a part of God above. It follows that according to man's ability to overcome, he increases the disclosure of the light of the Creator. For this reason, the Creator has made the hardening of the heart, so that man will be unable to overcome the evil in him, and he will need the Creator. By this, man will need to be rewarded with the Neran Chai of Neshama.
לזכות לבחינת נרן חי שבנשמה. שוב, צריכים לדעת שבעת שהאדם רוצה לצאת מהעבודה המעשית בלבד, שהיא בלי כוונה,
we should know that when a person wants to emerge from merely performing actions without the aim and wants to begin to the work of acting with the aim to bestow, there's much work in this, since when the body begins to hear about the aim to bestow, it immediately begins to resist and does not let one continue this work, showing him dark colors in the work. In that state, a person should believe that only the Creator can help. Here's where a person can make a true prayer.
Here's the first question. Why doesn't the body resist the work without intention? Without the intention to bestow, without the intention of connection, of the true connection, the body won't resist. There's no collision in there. There's no resisting, no resistors, nothing. Please. So with us, we'll continue on number 4. And this is where man can give true prayer. It's called true because it is the truth. That is, that the Creator has made man unable to help himself. And the reason is that there is no light without a kli. As we have said, as Bala Sulam says, the Creator made man unable to exit self-love by himself in order for man to need the Creator's help. How does the Creator help? With a holy soul. As it is written in the Zohar. Otherwise, a person does not have the need to receive the light of the Torah. and will settle for observing Torah and mitzvot in not needing to receive Neran Chai of Neshama that have been prepared for him. But when he sees that he cannot exit self-love and be rewarded with the equivalence of form, he needs the Creator's help. How does he help a person? Through a holy soul, called the upper light, that is revealed within man, so he will feel that there is a soul within him that is a part of God above. It follows that according to man's ability to overcome, he increases the disclosure of the light of the Creator. For this reason, the Creator has made the hardening of the heart, so that man will be unable to overcome the evil in him, and will need the Creator. By this, man will need to be rewarded with the Neran Chai of Neshama.
לזכות לבחינת נרן חי שבנשמה.
ואיך העולם מגלה?
And how does the world discover the ability to connect to the correct good system that is suited towards nature, that a person feels himself from day to day in more of separation, more of a distance, more of a rejection, in a lack of an ability to reach any agreement? How will the world feel a need in this? How can the world get the forces of connection? Those who want to connect to the group, they have a tendency, a yearning. So and somehow they try, they discover the evil inclination, they start praying, they get help from above, and the evil inclination becomes good. They discover connection even 620 times more than what they had in Adam Rishon before the sin. But what about the rest of the world that discovers itself, that it can't, it's not really crumbling? What's its path? Please.
The connection with us.
How should we see the need for connection? Should it come up from the general public, where everything's crumbling and not working anymore in a way that can work, or first of all from us, that we're searching for some purposeful connection in the structure of the soul? What causes what? What helps what? In what pace does any need develop in connection, a more organized life, and for us, in attaining the soul? Do they awaken us, or do we awaken them, or they awaken us? Please. Between us, there's a certain itkalelut.
Excerpt number 5. This is from the article 2, Labors of Rabash. The order of the work in Torah and Mitzvot, when a person wants to engage for the sake of heaven, is to fight against the evil inclination. Meaning, it is man's nature to make an effort when there is self-benefit. But when he sees that this work will not produce anything for self-benefit, then he's incapable to do the job. Then he comes complaining and asking, what do you need this work for? Meaning, what kind of benefit will come out of the effort? And when a person overcomes and claims that he wants to work against nature, which is to bestow to the Creator, then comes the evil inclination with another claim. And he makes the claim of evil Pharaoh, who is the Lord that I shall listen to his voice? We can work, it's possible to work for the benefit of others only in a place where I know that the others receive that labor. Therefore, he has...
How does it happen? When do we ask the question, who is that creator that I should listen to? When will we ask, who is the Lord that we will listen to? What preconditions should be there? Reasons? Yeah, what conditions have to be, circumstances should be to comprise that state that we will get to that question, who is that creator that we should listen to? Please. Cries out.
בואו נקרא שוב קטע מספר 5. סדר עבודת האדם בתורה ומצוות.
Let's read again, excerpt number 5. The order of one's work in Torah and Mitzvot, when he wants to work for the sake of heaven, is to fight and win against the evil inclination. Since it is man's nature to make an effort when there is self-benefit, and when he sees that this work will not produce any self-benefit, then he is incapable to do the work. Then comes the claim and ask and question, what is this work for? Meaning, what benefit comes out of the effort? And when a person overcomes that and claims that he wants to work against nature, which means to bestow to the Creator, then the evil inclination comes with a different claim and makes the claim of the evil Pharaoh, who is the creator that I should listen to his voice? It's possible to work for the benefit of others only in a place where I know that the others receive that labor. However, there are two kinds of labor. One needs to overcome and go against nature and not work for the benefit of himself, but for the benefit of others, meaning for the sake of heaven. Two, one needs to have faith that the Creator receives his labor. And these two questions are the main claim of the wicked one. The rest of the questions that arise in the person are only outcomes of the above two. And to overcome the above questions is only by the power of faith, which means above reason, that one should reply to the wicked one that in terms of the intellect, there is room for that question, but above reason, which means by faith and having faith in the words of the sages, that only this path is for the sake of heaven, meaning when a person gives all his energy and effort for the sake of heaven, that is his entire purpose. And that is the goal for which the world was created. As our sages said, the world was only created for that, meaning for the fear of heaven. Therefore, when he replies to the wicked one that he goes above reason, meaning against the intellect, then the intellect cannot make any claim, because all the claims are within the intellect. But above it, there's no room for questions.
Why is our work in bestowing divided into two parts? That first, man is willing to do something not for himself, not for his own benefit, obviously with the light that reforms, and then another addition, but he's doing it for the Creator's benefit. Please. Of
how does it belong to receiving in order to bestow, bestowing in order to bestow, these two stages, please? Meaning actions where we only transcend the ego, or actions where we are bestowing together with the ego? And why the work and how the work?
Number 6, from the article, the whole Torah is one holy name, from Rabash. We must always consider the goal, which is to do good to his creations. If the evil inclination comes to a person and asks him all of Pharaoh's questions, he should not reply with lame excuses, but to say, "Now with your questions, I can begin the work of bestowal." This means that we should not say about the questions of the evil inclination that it came to us in order to lower us from our degree. On the contrary, now it is giving us a place to work by which we will ascend on the degrees of wholeness.
Why, before the evil inclination came, we have no opportunity to begin the work of bestowal?
Supposedly,
how do I envision myself talking to the Creator through the friends? Because without the friends, I can't communicate to Him. It's just an illusion. So how do I communicate with the Creator through the friends? I just want to turn to Him. How do I do this? How do I dial to the Creator? The word Creator, and we immediately think of what He's supposed to give me.
Let's read number 6 again. We must always consider the goal, which is to do good to His creations. If the evil inclination comes to a person and asks him all of Pharaoh's questions, one should not reply with lame excuses, but say, "Now with your questions, I can begin with the work of bestowal." This means that we should not say about the questions of the evil inclination that it came to us in order to lower us from our degree, but on the contrary, now it is giving us a place to work by which we will ascend on the degrees of wholeness. That is, any overcoming in the work is called walking in the work of the Creator. Since each penny joins into a great amount. That is, all the times we overcome accumulate to a certain measure required to become a kli for the reception of the abundance. Overcoming means taking a part of the vessel of reception and adding it to the vessels of bestowal. It is like the masach, which we must put on the aviut. It follows that if one has no will to receive, one has nothing on which to place the masach. For this reason, when the evil inclination brings us foreign thoughts, this is the time to take these thoughts and raise them above reason. This is something one can do with everything one's soul desires. We should not say that now he has received rejection from the work. Rather, he should say that he was given thoughts and desires from above, so as to have room to admit them into Kedusha. It therefore follows that it is to the contrary, because he is brought closer to above, he will send the work. It was said about this, the ways of the Lord are straight, righteous walk in it, and transgressors fail in it.
So how to go in the straight path? How to be the righteous that walk in the straight path and not the villains who fail in each and every step?
קטע מספר 7 מתוך מאמר סדר העבודה של רבש.
Excerpt number 7 from the order of the work from Rabash. When a person believes in the delight and pleasure that exists in above reason, he comes to consciously feel, to know the evil within him. That is, he believes that the Creator imparts such delight and pleasure, and although he sees all the good above reason, he achieves recognition. That is, he feels in all the organs the power of the evil that is found in receiving for oneself, which prevents him from receiving the abundance. It follows that faith above reason causes him to feel his enemy within reason, who obstructs him from reaching the good. This is his standard, that is, to the extent that he believes in the delight and pleasure above reason. To that extent, he can come to feel the recognition of evil. Later, sensing the bad yields the sensation of delight and pleasure, since the recognition of evil in the sensation of the organs causes him to correct the bad. This is done primarily through prayer, when he asks the Creator to give everything in bestowal, called Dvikut. Through these kelim vessels, the goal will be revealed in open providence, meaning there will be no need for the concealment because there will already be kelim that are able to receive.
How do I reach hatred to my ego to such an extent that I just feel death in it? And even more than that. Please.
Dragged by them forward. That's a real example of working the thin. Rav. But nothing is revealed but from its opposite. So how do I discover my hate for the evil, for the ego? If the law is that everything is revealed specifically from its opposite. Rav. Okay, I would just ask in the end, what is the impression from the new tense? Do you have an impression, an opinion? Yes, no?
It's a totally new kind of work, very awakening. The lessons sound differently, completely differently. Everything becomes very much alive.
Okay, Boka.
It's like I was reborn, and all of a sudden I have a mother who understands me. Till now I was in an orphanage house, and all of a sudden I'm at home.
More?
We were concerned about presence, people coming to the lesson, but I see that many people starting to come, people who didn't come before. And I feel that now they have a new opportunity, they are not afraid, they don't feel ashamed, they come to something new and start to work.
Nice. Bill?
Well, I don't remember exactly when you said it in one of the congresses. You said that we know we're making progress when we get to the morning lesson. And it's like a congress lesson. And now we are in a place, and you can feel it in the room. It's not just this 10. Look around at the room. Look at all these. There's an energy going on in here that's unlike anything we've ever had. And it is coming to that place that you've been pushing.
Yofi. Ten de Moshe. Mil. Give the...
It's not just within the tents, it is felt more and more as one kli. A wide channel has been opened for us somehow, and we were given this great opportunity. Another discernment is passing from one tent to another. There was this void in the day, void in the work, and it's interesting. I remember Rav told us about a discernment he had, something completely else, but when Rav Bash departed, there was this empty space, and you were looking for ways to fill up this empty space, and there's a lot of work to be done here, even now.
Yeah, because the 10 is taking the role of Rav, of the teacher.
There's this fear, very gently there's a work with the ten so that it won't become a habit. There is this fear of how to approach the ten correctly with regard to the first lesson that you gave us, so that it won't be a collective of people who connect between corporally, physically or emotionally. Now I'm connecting to these people, there's something holding us tied together, but how to approach this in spirituality, how to relate to it correctly, what is a ten truly, how not to connect to bodies, how to search for this internal connection. This is something else. And when we divided the tens, we were afraid that people will not show up or will, and now everyone whom we weren't sure about, they all come now. So there's a fear that it won't become a habit and we won't come to our 40 ways, but how to add to this new feeling, to this new degree. By the way, there are 487 friends in Petah Tikva in tens. We have 29 tens altogether.
I see the tables are fuller, but mainly that there's no fear that I'm replacing a friend with another. I see that ultimately there is the same, maybe a different expressions, but the same level. It's good, and it's good that we have fear of losing the ten. How do I equalize with them? How do I enter them? We have to go through those things. You have to learn from the act here. In truth, I don't know about it. I didn't go through it, so I understand it, but from a different side. I envy you greatly about that. It's a different kind of work. What else? About connections in the tents. This Sunday, we'll have a discussion here about the Congress. We went over the script of the Congress and we will discuss it. I'm turning to all of our groups in Israel and abroad, especially in Europe, that it's worthwhile to participate on Sunday's morning lesson, because then we will be discussing everything that will happen in the Congress in order to make of it a place for connection. It'll be interesting, it'll be worthwhile, and we'll learn a lot from it. Moscow?
Nikolai is asking, what is the Kli in the Ten?
The vessel, the Kli in the Ten, is that common desire that we build from the points in the heart. We spoke about it, that our points in the heart are burning. They're asking, why are we alive? We wish to attain the essence of life, the purpose of life, the reason for life. And for that, we need to connect them together to one system. Just to push them together is not enough. We need the upper light to help us to bring closer, to even extract these points, each and every point, from our ego, from our guts, to extract every point of yearning for the purpose of creation, to clean it from all the other goals that we are jumping to, that we are escaping to. And this point should be clean, and to connect together those clean points and try to pressure them to connect. We need to seemingly boil them until they meld into one point, and then we feel how much we're opposite to it, to what extent that snake that hides among the rocks of those points is coming out. And nevertheless, we are asking, we're crying, we truly want to connect, and we discover against our will to connect the snake, these two forces, one against the other. Just like we learned about it today, that one comes and testifies about the other, reveals the other. And then we truly do need the Creator. And that's how we advance. That's how we come to the first connection, through the help of the reforming light. And in it, we begin to discover the new spiritual degree. This is the path. Let's hope that we are preparing ourselves for this occasion also in the Congress in Europe. It's possible that even before that we'll begin to feel these phenomena, but in effect we want it to happen in this way. Okay?
No worry, Bayarak.
Quickly, Uri. We're going to test.
I want to give you a different angle. I noticed that now I feel that within the previous time there was something about it. It's like a child who left home now, and something is leaking in the, lacking in the atmosphere, not the people, but something that we have achieved in the 10. And I want to have the same thing in the same 10, and it's still missing.
I can't help you in anything. Build it. We always have yearning for something old, because something old, even if it was bad, when you let go of it after some time, you feel some sweetness in it. It's like that with everything and anything. It is mitigated somehow. People who suffered in the concentration camps later speak of it as if they've had something good there. There's an article about it. When they hear music that reminds them of this horrible past, but they like to listen to that music because there's mitigation on the judgments that they've gone through. This is in Shamati 50, two states. Read it and cry over the group that is gone. Yes. Let's go.